The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, I'm more than excited to welcome our final guest to the show. He was the star of The Royal Family, Mrs. Merton and Malcolm, and writer of many, many comedy shows. Craig Cash has over 30 years' experience in the industry, and he's going to be telling me about it now. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Hi, Selena. You're right. I'm glad you're excited. You're the first woman I've excited in many a year.
I really want to call you Dave. I want to say, have you had your tea, Dave?
What do you have?
You must hear this all the time. Your voice is not put on the Royal Family. It's exactly how you are.
I know, people say that to me. People come up to me with telephones and say, will you just say something to my mum or whoever in your Dave voice or your Gogglebox voice or whatever? And I'm like, it's the same voice I've got. I'm not putting it on. I'm not an actor.
How did Goggle... You are an actor because you were acting in The Royal Family. You're a very good actor.
Yeah, but it's only pretending. It was just because we'd written it and to save other people, us had to have it to tell other people what to do and how to do it. So we said, well, we'll do it ourselves. Sorry, what were you saying about?
Yes, Gogglebox. You are the voice of Gogglebox. How did that come about?
Oh, well, originally Caroline did it in about, I think it started in about 2010, something like that, or 12, 13. And then she got poorly, as you know, and when I sort of filled in for her from, you know, when she was sick, and then when she passed away, sadly, they asked me if I'd do it. So I carried it on. Yeah, it's lovely.
Great tribute.
Feels like a Prezi she left me, really.
Yes, indeed. And I'm not going to go into her illness, but I do know that you were great, great friends, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. She was a really funny friend and a great loyal friend. And we had such wonderful fun together and made some telly that fortunately people liked.
We certainly did. So how did you meet her then? Did you both start writing together?
What happened was, I worked on radio, and Caroline got a job there on this radio station. It was a new radio station in South Manchester. And we went to work there on the same day, and we met and we sort of really hit it off, and we did a show together. And then the station was taken over by a big conglomerate, and they fired us. On the same day, so we were like, oh, what are we going to do now? We hadn't done anything wrong. They just didn't like us or didn't think we were any good. So, and I wouldn't mind, but subsequent to us being sacked, and then we got famous, and they were publicising it all the time, saying they used to work for us. And we were like, you've not told them you've sacked us, though.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So then we said, we just sat in a pub and said, what are we going to do now? And she said, oh, I'll do a bit of stand-up if you write it with me. And if you take me to the gigs and help me write it, then we'll share the money. So we did that. But she used to get gigs in sort of far-flung places with strange-sounding names and I'd say, where are we tonight? And she'd say, Pottersley or wherever it would be. And I'd say, where's that? And she'd say, oh, it's only half an hour away, Craig. Will you take me? So I'd go around to her, and I'd got the A to Z. This was before sat navs. It's 20, 30 years ago. And I'm looking at a map book. And I said, look at this place, Pottersley. You told me it was only half an hour away. And I said, it's 2.5 hours away. I'm going to take you. And she'd look at the map and go, oh, I think they've moved it. So that's how it all sort of began, doing like bits of stand-up. And we did a character called Sister Mary Immaculate, which was an Irish nun. And then we did Mrs. Merton and Granada in Manchester said we're offering 6 up-and-coming people a show, and we said we'll do Mrs. Merton as a chat show, and then there you go. The rest, as you say,
is history. So Mrs. Merton was before the royal family?
Oh, yeah, years before. Oh. Yeah, we did Mrs. Merton. We did, well, first of all, we started doing it on a programme called like a topical debate show called Up Front, it was. Some of your listeners might remember it if they lived in the Northwest. Mrs. Merton would, they'd be, it was a topical debate show, and it might be gun crime, and then comedy, and then something else, and we'd have to make people laugh in between sad stories. And then from there they offered us the series, and then from there we did about 3 series of the Mrs. Merton chat show before we did Royal Family. Yeah.
Wow. And you did Early Doors as well?
Early Doors. Well, that was Caroline had had enough of living here, so she went to America. She went on holiday to America and then decided to live in Australia for a bit. And I said, what are you playing at? I said, you're ringing me when you're in London to get on the train and take the spider out of the bath for you, and you're going to Australia. You'll be back in no time. So anyway, she did that. So I wrote Early Doors, with a pal. And said, we did 2 series of that. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It all feels like, me meeting Caroline and everything, it very much feels like I met her, had a real good laugh, went home, got a shower, got changed, picked up the phone to you. It feels like, it just feels like that.
Oh,
it was
nice.
So 2 minutes ago.
That's nice.
It was about 30-odd years.
It's quite frightening how fast the time's going. But it's also nice, isn't it, Craig, when you do a job that you love?
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than going in work to try and make each other laugh and write it down, and then in the hope that it makes someone else laugh and get paid for it.
Yeah,
wow.
Indeed.
Never dreamed I'd be doing that for a living. So, yeah, it's been good fun.
And I believe you went on to write a drama, Sunshine, which was actually filmed in Marple. And there's a connection here, because the reason I am interviewing you today is because of our joint friend who set this up for us, which is Adam from Marple.
Adam.
We love Adam.
We love Adam. He's a good lad and a City fan.
He is a City fan. He told me you're a big City fan and you also like port.
I also like what?
Port.
Oh, port. Oh, yeah, I do love port. I go to Porto a lot just to sample it. It's difficult getting back home, though, sometimes.
I bet it is. We are lucky, living here. Do you ever come over to Spain?
Oh, yeah, I come quite a bit to Spain. I love Spain. My brother lives there, and my other brother does. So one lives in Almeraddy, and one lives in Nerja. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
N-E-R-J-A.
Beautiful Nerja is one of my favourite places.
Yeah, it's all right. It's nice, isn't it? With that big balcony that goes on out onto the thing. Yeah, I love Spain. It's beautiful. Yeah.
You must pop into the studio next time you come.
Whereabouts are you then?
We're not far from Marbella.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, very nice. Very nice. Now, what about now? I know you did the Sofology adverts not long ago, but what are you doing now? You're still writing?
I've written a play that it's set in Blackpool, so I think we're going to launch it in Blackpool. But that will be kind of down the line. That won't be until next year or whatever. And it's provisionally called Can't Do Right for Doing Wrong. It's about a little guest. It's about a little B&B in Blackpool. And the landlord of the B&B has got anger management issues. So on that, and I'm working on a film that I'm not allowed to talk about because I have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So I can't really talk about that. But yeah, I'm busy. I'm trying to retire. I'm trying to retire and go and play golf with Adam. I always seem, and I'm down in London now, which is very busy. And I forgot, I was on the train, I was thinking, what's the protocol for greeting someone in London now? Is it a handshake? Is it a hug? Is it a fresh air kiss? I can't keep up. And sometimes you do that, you might do two fresh air kisses on each side of the face, and they pull away and leave you hanging. That's awful, isn't it?
So awkward. So awkward. It really is. Now, I do have to ask you one more thing, Craig, before I let you go. I believe that every now and again you enjoy a yard of ale.
Well, do you know what? Adam's got a big mouth, hasn't he?
He wants me to tell
the whole of Spain.
Yeah, go on, tell
Yeah,
us.
We have
elaborate.
A competition. We have a competition in St. Andrews. We go up to St. Andrews playing golf. I'm useless at golf, so I always... I persevere with it, but I'm not really any good and never will be. But it gets me out in the fresh air. If you lose the competition, if you win the competition, you sort of win a prize and a trophy. And if you lose, you have to drink a yard of ale. Oh. And I constantly have to do that more or less.
When are you going again?
We go every March, early on in March sometime,
so
yeah.
Have
you ever been up there? It's lovely.
I have, actually. I used to work for a hotel company years and years ago. They don't exist anymore, called Stackis Hotels, and they had a hotel near St. Andrews.
Lovely. So yeah, it's cold in the winter, but it's beautiful in the summer.
It does indeed. Well, I'll let you go and do what you're doing in London. Can I ask you one favour just before I let you go?
Yeah, of course.
Would you say, this is Craig Cash and you're listening to The Lifestyle Show with Selena McKenzie?
This is Craig Cash and you're listening to The Lifestyle Show with Selena McKenzie.
You said
I hope
it
you
your,
enjoy it.
You said it in your you posh voice.
Did I say it in my posh voice?
Yeah, do it in your Dave voice. Do it in your normal voice.
That's me not.
That was posh. It didn't sound like you.
All right, I'm Craig Cash. And you're listening to Selena McKenzie on The Lifestyle Show. There you go.
That
sound more like me?
That sounded more like you, Craig. Listen, you have made my day. Thank you so much. It's only taken us 5 years to get you on, but thank you very much.
All right, okay.
And thank you to the lovely Adam and Donna as well for arranging.
I bet you're going to have to buy them both a drink now in Spain.
I think Donna's over next week.
They'll be right up to you like a shot then too.
I think they're your agent now.
I'll tell you what, you'll do better than me if you get a drink out of Adam.
Oh, I hope they're listening. Craig, it's been a delight. Thank you so, so much.
All right, Selena, lovely to meet you. Lovely to talk to you.
You
lots
too.
Of love.
Lots
Bye.
Of love. Bye-bye.
Thank you.